FM 90.3 WJTL, Chris Tomlin's At the Cross, Love Ran Red. Sarah Reeves, Right Where You Want Me, and Jasmine Murray's Control. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Fred and Mindy with you, 7:05.
And Fred and I are so excited. Not only do we have amazing guests here in the studio with us, but coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. So yesterday was Winning Wednesday, and we gave away Toby Mac's new disc, The Elements. Well, anybody who won yesterday, you're all in a big fishbowl, and we're going to draw, and we're going to have a grand prize winner. Two grand prize winners actually drawn. And what they're going to win is a t-shirt and a pair of tickets to Toby Mac's Hits Deep Tour. So be sure to listen in, because Fred and I are going to give away a prize coming up during the 8 o'clock hour. But for now,
our very special guest from Servant Stage Company hanging out with us. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Great to have you all here. Tyler Hoover's the managing director of Servant Stage Company. Tyler, anybody you want to say hi to?
I'll say good morning to my wife and kids. I think are listening in.
For those who don't know, which would I'd find hard to believe, tell us about Servant Stage Company.
Sure. Servant Stage is a nonprofit theater company based here in Lancaster with a mission to make outstanding, uplifting musical and theatrical experiences available and accessible to everyone in our community. And so we do that by touring our productions around Lancaster County and beyond to parks, schools, churches, retirement homes, and other venues, and by offering all of those shows as pay what you will. So really trying to remove any inhibitors that for people to get out and see our shows.
Any idea how many shows you've done over the years?
Yeah, we actually just recently finished crunching the numbers for last year. I don't have the total number, but for last year I can tell you we had 137 performances.
Wow.
And over 43,000 audience members last year. So
that's,
it's incredible.
That's
to see.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Especially when you think where it started.
Absolutely.
You know?
And not that long ago,
right,
either. It's been really just an exponential growth in the last few years.
How cool. Today, Tyler's brought along quite a few friends with him, and Kat Prickett is with us. Good morning to you, Kat.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well.
Good. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yes. My husband, Tyler, my son, Eli, and we also have a friend listening, Sheldon in Ashland, Ohio.
Hi, Sheldon. Thanks for getting up early. That's pretty special. Kat, tell us about the show you guys are talking about today.
Sure. Well, this show, Million Dreams, Songs of Inspiration, is something unlike anything that Servant Stage has done before. It's a concert-style show. It features three singers. We all sing together. We sing duets. We sing solos. And the blend is just something really unique and special that I think people will be pleased to hear.
Yeah, so it's all three of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So how did you pick the songs?
They told us what to sing.
Perfect.
The creative talent at Servant Stage
picked
the songs.
And I'm sure they picked them just for your voices.
Most likely, yeah. They really fit all of our individual unique styles.
That's pretty cool. Well, Rick Zimmerman's with us today as well. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning, Fred.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. Welcome back to the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah, say hi to our friend Bonnie Basso for me.
Hey, Bonnie. Good morning.
Anybody else you want to say hi to?
I'll say hi to my wife, Debbie.
Yeah.
Hi,
so
Debbie.
You guys are doing all these different songs. You sing together. You sing solos. It's all kinds of stuff. Do you have a favorite part, or what do you love about doing this show?
Well, I love all the songs, and it's hard to pick just one. In fact, during the concerts, it's funny because every time the piano player starts an introduction, I think, oh, I love this song. Can't wait to sing this. And then the next song comes, and he starts, and I think, oh, I love this song too.
Yeah.
So the whole program is kind of like that for me. But I think really what's great for me is singing with these two girls and creating the musicality of all the music is really
now
amazing.
Did the three of you ever sing together before this, or
we've sung together in larger groups and in shows where we weren't actually part of an ensemble together, so
okay.
We've all been friends for a long time, but this is the first time we've sung together as a trio.
So that has to be a fun thing that the
it
three
really
of you
is.
Are getting to do something together for the first time.
Yes,
that's awesome. Sarah Poga is with us. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
You were singing Friends for us by Michael W. Smith.
She takes
I was
requests.
Indeed. That was the pre-show. Yeah.
That was awesome. My favorite part of today so far.
Okay.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
I would like to say hello to my husband, Jeremy, and my daughters, Madison and Evelyn.
And so I know you'll probably be like, Rick, I don't have a favorite part of the show, but what do you enjoy about doing the show? And do you have like a song that's like the highlight?
Well, I think what I love, just to sort of piggyback off of Rick, is just singing with these two dear friends of mine and making such beautiful music. But I think, you know, what's special about the show and what I love about it is that each song has its own beautiful message. And then the whole thing together is just like a really refreshing retreat, you know, for the soul, for the listener.
Yeah.
Which is special.
And it's something really different, too, it seems like. I mean, I can't think of a show that you guys have done before that's like this, or even one like it, so it's pretty cool.
It is really cool. I think one of the things I really appreciate about it, too, is that afterwards we just get some nice feedback from people who are there, and they get to share, like, wow, that was really a blessing to me, that really touched me, that really lifted my spirit. And that, I think, is a really special and unique part about this,
too. So how about the styles of the songs? Are they all over the map? Or?
Yeah, for Disney, gospel, Broadway. We got it all.
Got it all.
You don't want to miss it.
It's called A Million Dreams, and coming up, will you guys sing a song for us later? Yeah, you can grab that, Tyler, if you wanted to say something. Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to say we're really excited about, the show's been traveling around, and we'll continue to travel around.
Right.
But we're especially excited about, we're going to be right here at the Junction Center.
Very cool.
Just next weekend.
Yeah.
For a weekend of dinner and show performances.
Okay.
And so... all of our performances, as we say, are pay what you will. There is a ticket charge to help cover the dinner,
right?
And it's $30 for that. But just this week, we're running a special promo, 2 for $40.
Wow!
And so, great opportunity if you're looking for a Valentine's Day weekend sort of date. Tickets are available for that at
the
JunctionCenter.com. Yep, or by calling the Junction Center.
Very cool. Coming up, we'll hear a song. We'll talk more about Servant Stage Company and A Million Dreams. So we invite you.